drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Cornbread! Cornbread! Cornbread!
Drink it in, man.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
Detroit Kool-Aid. Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, what is going on, everybody? This is your host, Derek Oakley, coming off a Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I'm sure you had tremendous food, time with family. We had some good football, some not so good, but we're not going to beat our football team up. We're not going to jump off the train for our lands. We're going to tell you, we're going to serve up some Kool-Aid, as well as get into maybe what happened on this ball game on Turkey Day and so much more. So the man is back. Chops at Chops in the D is here to talk some Lions. He's got some explaining to do about his quarterback. We might talk about the Wolverines a little bit. We've got a game to preview in New Orleans. It's going to be a great show. Chops, how you doing?
Oakley, what's going on, buddy? Hey, hope you had a great Thanksgiving and got to either eat some good food, see some family, watched a heck of a lot of football this weekend. Some games obviously better than others, but hope you and the people had a great Turkey Day.
There's no question. I mean, I did, you did, and so did the people.
And the people consist of the millions.
Chops, like, before we can get into little things about this ball game, but all I know is that when Thursday came, you know, I was so glad to have the long holiday, extra days off, the weekend, everything. I had the food all done up right. I've learned that I can't be around family and other people when the Lions play on Thanksgiving. So I was ready to go, man. It couldn't have been a more perfect setup. I thought this was going to be an absolute beatdown. I thought we're going to outscore them. I thought we're more physical. I thought we're more talented. I thought we're healthier. And all that being said, we can get into all that or some of that or whatever, and I'm not worried about our football team at all, and I'll say why in a bit, but there's no other way to start off the show than, what's the matter with your quarterback? He's turning the football over, what, 6-7 times the last 2 ball games. He looks rattled. He's getting pressured. He's not protecting the ball when he's trying to run, which he should never do. I mean, everybody is on this hashtag golf train to talk about, but people are bailing because he's just got butter sticks with the football. He's throwing it to the wrong color jersey. I mean, take a couple minutes and just explain yourself, your quarterback, your boy, Jared Goff. What the heck's going on, man?
I knew you were going to – I knew this would come up. I wasn't expecting it to come up on the first segment before we even get breaking down the plays. But listen – yeah, look, I'll start this off by saying Jared Goff needs to be better, okay? He has had two horrendous games. In the last game against Chicago, he was able to make up for it and lead us to that amazing fourth quarter comeback. But in this case, the bad play and the 3 fumbles, you know, I mean, really, those were the game changers. We lost by a touchdown, and, you know, you can't turn the ball over like that. So I'll start off by saying that. I will also follow that up by saying that our O-line, I don't know who was wearing Penei Sewell's jersey, who was wearing Glasgow's jersey, who was wearing Frank Ragnassi's jersey, but the O-line was like Swiss cheese on Thanksgiving Day. And we said on this show, cheese was not allowed on Thanksgiving. So I don't know what happened with the O-line, but I think Graham Glasgow got beat on every single solitary play. Jared Goff had a 45% QB pressure rate on all of his dropbacks. That is insane. I think before they were averaging like 5. So, yeah, Goff needs time back there to make the right decisions. Does he need to protect the ball better when he's running or scrambling? Absolutely. Does he need to make better decisions at times with the ball? Absolutely. Did he still drop a couple of nice dimes down the stretch? Absolutely. Is he able to find Amon-Ra, Khalif Raymond, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs? Yes, absolutely. But he needs to be better. But that O-line has to protect him better too. And to me, that was a big, big issue in this game.
Yeah, I understand. I got it in my head, dude.
I thought you'd probably come that route.
Thanks, Beetlejuice.
With it, and you also did just like six of our favorite players and gimmicks on the show, and you did none of the gimmicks for any of those players. So that's another spot against you. And again, I'm coming at you because this is a big part of this show. I've given this guy credit. He's played well. I'm willing to pay him X amount of dollars. And I continue to say this.
I don't hate him. I don't.
But it was rough. You know what also was rough, Choppy? And again, this isn't going to be a big negative show. This was a very bad game by this team. There's no reason they can't bounce back. I have said multiple times on here that I was getting a little worried, and I'm still a little worried, that Lions fans show up every week on Sports Talk Radio throughout the week, heading into games, being like, oh, this is another W. This is another W. I mean, we do it on this show because, you know, we serve up that delicious Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid for everybody.
Drink it in,
double-sided cornbread, of course.
Cornbread!
But you can't be walking into every single game talking about W's. We'll maybe get to that in a little bit. So this was just one of those games. Some of my family members and people were boo-hooing and, oh, here we go again. And, oh, you ruined my Thanksgiving. Why do they never win? And it's like, all I simply said was, like, this happens in football, especially, Choppy, in the National Football League. You hear me say it a lot. You just, any given Sunday, all the cliches. So I'm not overly worried, but one thing that does worry me the last couple weeks, or well, two things actually, the defense, especially the coverage, and not getting turnovers. We're turning it over and not getting our hands on football. Jared Goff has six turnovers the last 2 weeks. The Lions have 12 turnovers for the whole year, I think it is. Like, that's just insane. So we need to get turnovers and not turn it over and actually cover someone. That would be a nice change.
Yeah, listen, I'm in the same boat as you, O'Kree. I'm not panicking. People, listen. This is still the brand new Lions. So if you are freaking out, if you are jumping off the bandwagon, if you're like, oh my God, it's going to collapse, then just get off the bandwagon. I don't even want to. Don't come at me with that bula bula, okay? Like, this is the brand new Lions. We are 8-3. We are the exact same percentage to win the division as we were before Thanksgiving. We are the exact same percentage to make the playoffs as we were before this game. So stop freaking out. Stop going on the Twitterverse and just, you know, bashing and freaking out. And Okri, same thing, man. Like, when things are good, you know, people are kind of like, yeah, when, you know, as soon as something bad happens, the texts come flying, the DMs start coming out. And it's like, people, like, where were you when we beat the Kansas City Chiefs? You know, yeah. I didn't see any crap coming my way then, right? Where were you when we went into LA and we beat down the Chargers? Oh, nothing there. But we lose on Thanksgiving to the Packers, a divisional opponent with the quarterback who somehow decided he was going to get hot at the right time, at the right game, who's been garbage all season. Then the DMs, then the texts, then the tweets all come out. And, you know, I'm in the same boat as you, O'Kree. Like, if you don't want to be there when we're doing riding high, then just get away from me because I don't want to be here. I don't want to take your crap when we have a bad game. And again, it's the NFL, right? The last time I checked, there's only one team in the entire league that only has one loss, people. And we are still second in the NFC. So get out of here with that junk. Don't panic. We're making the playoffs. We're hosting divisions. We are going to win playoff games. Nothing has changed.
And if you feel like Chops is kind of coming at you, he's telling you to get in or get out, it's because he is, and he's done it before.
I don't want your bula bula support when it comes to Jared Goff. You don't get to join the Goff train. You're off, bro. You're off.
He's done it with his quarterback. He'll do it with the haters. And I totally agree, man. There's just not the fans of this show. I mean, those are the loyal, diehard Detroit Kool-Aid drinkers, positive, excited about this team. But there's a lot of miserable people out there, like you say, that weren't saying nothing when this team's rolling. And the minute they stumble, take an L, whatever, I'm getting all these messages. I'm getting people just questioning, laughing it up, acting like, see, I told you so. And it's like, this is one loss, man. I'm looking at the thing that's crazy. It was 20-6 after the first quarter, 23-6 at half. And then the Lions decide to sort of wake up and get that touchdown. Then they give up a touchdown after that. Then they get another late touchdown and they look like maybe we'll miraculously pull. But you can't rely on those late game heroics like they got the week before against Chicago, Joey's squad. You know what I mean? Like, you should have shown up earlier. You could have run it more with Demo. You know, Amon-Ra with 9 for 95 again. He's automatic, but the turnovers, the terrible coverage by J.U., U-U-R-R-Y-Y-Y, Jerry Jacobs. And it's like, oh, but Jerry's trying so hard. He's been so good. It's like, yeah, Dan Campbell even said, oh, he was, when I went back and watched, it wasn't as bad. Like, it really doesn't matter if you're in close coverage and get beat or if you get beat by 5 yards. You got beat. They caught the football on you. They caught touchdowns on you. And it seemed to be 23 more often than not. Cam Sutton also was not good. Our safeties weren't very good. We got no pass rush, including this guy who we always talk about on this show.
Unleash Hutch.
He wasn't unleashed. I had the throwback on. I thought he was going to have 2 sacks and maybe a turnover. He was nowhere to be found. So, yeah, there was lots of tough things all that went wrong in this ball game, along with the Packer receivers showing up out of nowhere, the quarterback playing great, their defense being opportunistic. So I just chalk it up as one of those days, moving on. But the Lions, they don't have a cupcake game coming up, so they're going to have to find a way to rebound again, and you're going to have to earn it for sure.
Yeah, okay, look, so the offense is ranked 8th still in the NFL, all right? And that's because of guys like my boy, Amon-Ra, and your boy, hashtag J-Mo Fast, is starting to come into his own. You still got the Sam Laporta supporters, who, you know, 5 catches, 47 yards and a tug. Again, still rolling. You know, I think our rookies are still balling. Our offense is just fine. We need to, you're right, we need to clean up the turnovers. That's the number one thing on offense. But Okri, we got to get into this defense, man, because our defense is ranked 28th in the NFL. And I'm like scratching my head. I'm going back and I'm watching film, and I cannot figure out what we are trying to do on defense. Like, I'm going to pose a question to you after I finish this, you know, pseudo rant here, but like, I don't understand what we're doing on the pass rush. I don't understand what we're doing in coverage. I don't, like, it doesn't make sense to make it make sense, Okri, because the question I have to ask you is, what is the issue here? Is it scheme? Is it personnel? Is it coaching? Like, what is going on with this defense that we cannot stop anything?
Yeah, before I answer your question, I mean, was that your attempt to undo the mistake you made earlier and rewind and do all the nicknames that you just did? That was your best attempt, right? Can you give me the Amon-Ra one more time?
Well, you know, what I really want to do is I want to try to go for a stash from Nate Taylor and go, Amon-Ra, or something like that. But he does it much better than me.
Well, actually, I was trying to get you to do it. Then I was going to do mine. Then I was going to hit you with the stash in ATL. But I'll just do him because he does it better than all of us anyway.
Amon-Ra.
And he's actually called up multiple times since and actually done it better than that, if you can imagine. So he stash in ATL is always doing big things on this show. Appreciate him for sure. Chops, to answer your question, like, to me, this is where it comes in. The Lions have to both stop the run, but they have to be, like, get disruption up front. You know, we don't have uber athletes. We kind of have big, bulky, try-hard guys. And, like, when I was thinking about it recently, like, we can't be dynamic or get after the quarterback when Charles has been nowhere. Romeo, wherefore art thou? Nowhere. His brother, same thing. You know, Josh Pascal hasn't been dynamic. He's more of a big edge setter type player. Aleem's been nice in the middle, but it's like, you know, he's still getting nothing from Big Denim. It's like, where's the rush coming from? And then it falls back to the backers and the corners and safeties, which if you don't have any rush, they're going to get roasted, toasted, and extra crispy more often than not. So I think that's where it all starts, is both there on defense and, like you said, all the excuses you made for your quarterback. Like, yes, he needs perfect protection, a good run game to be able to do the play action and the wobbly throws downfield to get our offense going. So without the two trenches rolling the way we need to, like they did on Saturday for the Michigan Wolverines, this team isn't what we expect it to be. So they need to get the trenches back rolling and play solid football, but be a little more dynamic in rush and in pass protection.
So that that was a whole lot of answer without really answering my question. I gave you three choices, Oakry. Which one is it? Is it personnel? Is it coaching? Or is it scheme? What's the biggest issue?
Right now, like, you know, Aaron Glenn, AG, is getting all the heat. But I do think there's some scheme issues or maybe just not dialing up aggressive enough maybe. But I still put it back on the actual players. Like I said, where's our bendy edge rusher that's just going to be faster and more athletic than the next guy? Look, I don't see him right now. You know, where's that dynamic linebacker that can get the ball out? Yeah, Fabio's been good. Now he's hurt for a while. But it's like, where's that guy? Where's the game changer at corner and safety? They're just guys right now. Even Cam Sutton getting exposed a little bit. So I think it's more players, and then it'd be scheme. And then, you know, we didn't even talk about the Dan Campbell just getting oddly aggressive. I know that we love his fourth downs, but like, really, we're fake doing a horrible fake punt in our own territory that basically cost us the football game. Like, I'm still more for Dan Campbell aggressive over second guessing him, but to me, that was one you could just watch on TV and see it coming and then being like, oh, why we do that? That didn't even come close to working. So I think there's all three are culpable, but I ranked them for you. Players, scheme, coaches.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I go up and down this lineup and I see these names on these rosters and you think playmakers, right? Like Brian Branch, Tracy Walker, Anzalone's been good. Kirby Joseph, Ball Hawk. You know, Sutton has, you know, had a couple of bad games here, but again, he's still Cam Sutton. Like Hutchinson, like that guy's a baller. But I look up and down the line, I'm like, QB hits this game. We had four of them. One from the defensive line. One. The other three came from guys in the secondary or the linebackers coming in. Like what? Tackle for losses. Same thing. One from Hutch on that same play. The other ones, Kirby Joseph and Jurie Jacobs. Like, how are we not penetrating on the line with the guys that we have? I don't understand. And then in the same breath, like, how are we not covering? I mean, again, Christian Watson was open all game. How is that possible? Like, I don't understand how your corner can play so soft and your safety can play. It's like I don't even understand their scheme, right? Like sometimes they go into man, but then they play like this deep man prevent coverage. It's almost like this bend don't break, but it keeps getting broken. So what did I just don't understand it. So, you know, I agree the players got to play, but if Aaron Glenn has to make an adjustment, if his scheme isn't working, and I'm so tired of hearing, you know, the last three seasons now, Aaron Glenn is a coach for a head coach candidate for this and this and this. I'm like, really, bro? Have you seen his defenses and how they've ranked? I mean, I love the guy. I love the attitude. I love the guy, the persona that you see on Hard Knocks. But if you can't get our defense into at least the middle of the pack when we're spending assets on it in the draft, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, Choppy, this is getting a little non-Kool-Aid like we didn't want to do, but we're getting all fired up because nobody likes losing ball games, especially on national TV on a holiday that we created with a team that we thought was going to steamroll the squad. So I'm with you on all that, but the other counterpoint is like, my boy, Brian Branch, like, I still love the guy. He still makes plays every game. Now he's getting a little bit more healthy, but we put him in Canton after 2-3 games. We wrote this guy as an all-pro. Jack Campbell's still figuring it out. Like, some of these big bodies up front need some other guys to get in pressure so they can get pressure. Like, there's a lot of things going on here that I think can get cleaned up and will get cleaned up, but it's like, you know, we get a little bit too high on young cats early. Like, oh, Kerbo had all these picks. Like, he's not going to get a pick every other game, you know, or Aaron Rodgers isn't out there to throw him the football all the time. So it's like, you know, a lot of it needs to get corrected, but let's just chalk this up to bad game, terrible by your quarterback, turn the ball over, can't cover, can't get after the quarterback, you're going to lose most of those ball games when all that kind of stuff all comes together. But Chops, before we take a commercial break, man, I usually hit you with it up off the top, but of course I had to give you grief about your quarterback because you come on here, you tout him, you want to pay him $50 million. So when he messes up, of course I gotta bring it up first and foremost. But some days we start off the show with news and notes. I mean, you want to hit the people and things going on with this football team. You're probably going to even sneak in like a hashtag, choppy hockey. I mean, again, I'll have the sound bites ready if you want to talk about the college squad that did their thing. I mean, what kind of other stuff's going on with this team before we get our great sponsors in here?
Yeah, before we move into that, okay, I just wanted to make one point that, I want to emphasize one point that you made. So I said what I said, yet I still believe in this team, and you made a very good point. We're still very young on the defensive side of the ball, right? So, like, these guys are going to have some growing pains, and, they're going to have their ups and their downs, and this was definitely a down. But there's still a ton of potential on this roster with these players. I don't want people to think that we've stopped serving up the Kool-Aid because we're asking some tough questions here. That's part of our responsibility as loyal diehard fans, is when things aren't going right, we're going to bring up some stuff. But good point by you. They're young. They're still up and coming. I haven't lost any faith in this squad. So the Kool-Aid is still flowing. But yes, let's move into a little bit of news and notes here. And I want to start off my news and notes. And Okri, you might have to get the bleeping sound ready, because I am absolutely fired up about this ridiculous fine that they gave to my boy Amon-Ra for literally blocking a player on a run play. Literally blocking. And by the way, the defensive player put his hands up in Amon-Ra's face, and Amon-Ra gets fined 5% of his annual paycheck by the No Fun League. Are you kidding me? Roger Goodell, whoever is responsible for this fine on my guy for literally blocking a guy, is ridiculous. So I want it reversed. I demand that the NFL go on notice and get this money back to my guy, because he only makes $1 million a year, and you had to take $50K out of his pocket. It's unacceptable.
Okay, good rant. The only counterpoint is that for Amon-Ra is like somebody finding us $10 and us being upset. I mean, he does make $1 million+. He will make tens of millions, hundreds of millions probably throughout his career. So I think he's going to be okay. But I agree. Don't do that to our guy, especially on some garbage like that. But I really wasn't hurt for him too much. I think he's going to be all right financially.
He'll be okay. But again, it's 5% of his pay. I mean, that's... I get it. Yes, he makes $1 million, all right? But when it comes down to it, and again, that's $1 million before taxes too, by the way. So now you're talking about taking another $50K out of his pocket. So
go to a hockey take or something, because I'm sure he makes 50, $20 million off the field. So I get you, but.
Okay. Well, it's still ridiculous, and TJ Watt agrees with me. So moving on. All right. I also want to point out to the Kool-Aid fans, everybody take a breath. Everybody be ready and be thankful for Sheila the Hamp, because this is the 3-year anniversary of the dismissal of Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn. So God bless Sheila the Hamp 3 years ago on this date, or yesterday, of dismissing those bums and bringing in. That's right. Play the music, baby. Bringing in Brad, always open for business, Holmes, and Dan freaking Campbell. Yes!
We'll celebrate that all day long, Choppy, no doubt.
Yep, drink it in. And while we're celebrating, Okri, you might as well cue it up, because you knew this was coming. People, listen, I know you listen to this podcast to hear about the Detroit Lions, but I am not going to take the opportunity to miss a chance to take a jab at the team down south from Ohio, taking a beat down for the third year in a row to the maize and blue, 3 years in a row. The Wolverines are headed back to Indy again for the third straight time. We're going to take care of business in Indy, and we are going to be the first team in Big Ten history to make the college football playoff 3 straight years. So hail to the victors. Hashtag go blue. Buckeyes, you suck.
Hey, listen. Ohio State sucks.
Ohio State is vanquished.
Vanquished again. What a football game from top to bottom. That was probably like a top five sporting event, football game moment in my sporting life, man. That was just incredible on so many levels, man. Go Blue, showed the toughness, balled out, and when it was all said and done, when it was time to make a play, we made the play, we got the dub and the victory. Go Blue.
Yeah, such a fantastic game. A lot of my buddies were at the game. He said it was the craziest thing when Zach Zenner went down, and like the stadium was just silent. And there, he's like, you could hear a pin drop in that stadium. 110,000 people, dead silence. And they get him going, and Zach raises his hand in the air, and they start chanting, "Let's go, Zach! Let's go, Zach!" And it was like, it just hyped everybody up. Everyone looked in each other's eyes. Win this one for Zach. And what happens on the very next play is Blake Corum, number two, takes it right to the house and just puts it away. And, just a great, great game. Stormed the field at the end of the game. An interception to end it. Just a fantastic day for the Maize and Blue. That was the best game of the weekend. All weekend, I know there was tons of rivalries going on. There was Turkey Day games. There was Friday games at Ford Field. There were Saturday games. That was the best game of the weekend. So what more else to say is, woo-wee!
Oh, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. We've tried all we can on mics and setups, and Chops us back to some type of setup over there. That was the cleanest woo-wee had in a while. But when the mics aren't working, we just play this.
Woo! Hashtag choppy liking.
Woo-wee! So we're covered either way. Chops, you got anything else for the people?
Listen, I know we're going long. I would be remorse too if I don't throw in a little hashtag choppy hockey. The Red Wings are on a 3-game winning streak. We're beating up on the top teams in the East, and we just signed Patrick Kane. I know he's coming off an injury. He's coming off this surgery that's ended a couple of careers, but I would love to see this guy on a line with his buddy, the Cat, Alex DeBrincat. And this tells me that the Iser plan is in place and we're ready to make the playoffs this year. So let's go, Red Wings.
Chops, I don't care if we're going long. What's going on? Here's my 10-minute breakdown of the Detroit Pistons. That's the take. I got nothing else right now on that. So, everybody, I know we got a little fired up about this loss to Green Bay. We got going on all types of tangents and whatnot. But please give our sponsors a listen. Come back. Give a rapid fire, quick shout outs to the great listeners as well as people repping the show. And then, Chops, we got to break down a big ball game, a road game. The Detroit Lions heading down to play the New Orleans Saints, Dan Campbell's old team. Lots of intrigue in this game. We'll get into it as only we can. Everybody, we'll be right back.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, everybody. This goes out to my fantasy football fans out there. Now, you probably heard about Reality Sports Online, the most powerful fantasy sports platform where owners can build and manage their fantasy team like a real NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? I mean, we're talking free agency, multi-year contracts, rookie drafts, multi-team trades. You could put franchise tags on guys. It's as close as you're going to get to being an NFL GM. But do you think it sounds complicated? It's not. I'm here to tell you it's the best thing about Reality Sports Online is it's just more fun than your normal fantasy league, but it doesn't take barely any more time. After all this, are you still not sure? I mean, come on now. You can test your general manager skills by going over to Reality Sports Online, call it RSO. Please go check out realitysportsonline.com right now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Kool-Aid drinkers, we're back. Thank you so much for listening to our sponsors. That really helps out the show. It helps if you go check us out on Spotify. We can't thank the people enough that have always supported this show, that go above and beyond, that hit us up on Twitter. You can find me at Derek Oakery. Find my boy Chops at Chops in the D. You can't forget that one. Always serving up Kool-Aid and cornbread.
Drink it in, man.
Cornbread! Cornbread!
So before we get to this preview of the Saints, like again, I just want to shout out. I feel like sometimes the real diehard people that help share the show, laugh it up with us, I kind of don't give them all the love sometimes, and I just wanted to shout out quickly JP1077. Gosh, the guy is always repping us, as well as always out and about with the Lions fans and doing his thing, and he's just a great dude. Skip in the ATL, man, gosh, you're just such a great Kool-Aid drinker, repping down in Atlanta down there, and always appreciate you just supporting. I got the tuna on my list. He's always repping. He got in a few of my fantasy leagues. We're having some fun with all that. All you on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast Fantasy League, it's coming playoff time. You know, I happen to be at the top of the standings. I did just lose Jonathan Taylor. Chops was hoping. I was hoping he was going to be last place, but he scrapped and clawed. He's kind of up there, but if he faces me or anybody good, he'll probably get bounced in the playoffs. That's kind of what happens. But that's been really fun in this year. A lot of you competing, a lot of newcomers in that league that have been showing up big too, so that's been fun. You know, we talked about those Wolverines, so we got to shout it out to Go Blue Lexi 117. She's talking noise, and she can for a whole nother calendar year, because our Michigan Wolverines did this to Ohio State.
Ohio State is vanquished.
Don't forget it. And my last one, Chappie, right before we got recording here, I got a follow from, get this one, The Roar Lord on Twitter. What a great name. R-O-A-R Lord. The Roar Lord. I mean, that's quality right there.
Yeah, that's a nice handle. I like that. I like that a lot there. That's always a good to shout out the people, of course, the loyal listeners. Again, we really appreciate it when you retweet the show, when you listen to us on Spotify, you listen to our sponsors. It means a lot to us. I've only got one shout out here. Again, it's so hard to narrow it down because I got such a big list, but Kyle Fisher at Fish Go Blue One. Kyle has been retweeted the show last week. He's, you know, reposting a lot of takes on Lions, on Red Wings, of course, on Michigan with that handle. So Kyle Fisher, really appreciate all the loyal Detroit Kool-Aid love that you're giving to the show and to the people on the Twitterverse. So
Real quick with Kyle. He's not like retweeting your stuff, is he? Because that wouldn't be good for him or for anybody. He's not like pumping out your content, right?
My stuff. He's retweeting my content. He retweeted the show, Oakley. So don't be dogging on him.
Oh,
so.
I mean, I like that. It's just like some of your random takes. Like, I wouldn't be hitting repost on some of those. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the things that you've reposted that I posted too. So you better be careful what you say there, buddy.
Just saying, man. Just saying. What else you got? Was that it? You back to me now?
I think we got the shout outs in, Oakley. That's what we had for today. But I think we got a big game to preview here. We've been hemming and hawing back and forth. We lived a little in the past. We're shouting out the present. And now it's time to get into the future. Let's talk about the Saints preview.
So, you know, I'm not a guy that really, you know, pulls up all these stats, unlike the guy on the other end of the line for this show. You know, I go by feel. I let my eyes tell me what's going to happen. We both know football. So, like, when I was thinking about this game, I'm just like, man, Superdome is a hard place to play. But the reason I'm not as worried about that is because we have Dan freaking Campbell, which, like, not only did he used to coach there and he knows all about that place, but I've said it before, Dan Campbell isn't scared of nothing. Dan Campbell loves the rowdy stadiums. He loves the big moments. He wants the lights on his football team. He wants more pressure, the better is how this guy operates. So I think it's going to be a rowdy environment, which normally would be tough for the Lions, but not with Dan Campbell leading the charge. And for me, the Saints are a good football team. I feel like I said earlier, the Lions need to find a way to create turnovers. And Chops, you want to know a way to create turnovers? You want to know?
Play Derek Carr.
You play Derek Carr. Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. And you said it. So this guy's a turnover machine. You just put a quarter in and you get three turnovers back from this guy. You just pull the lever and it happens. So I assume that's going to happen multiple times in this ball game. I mean, we just need to play better and get playmakers on defense. I mean, I got other things to say, but what do you got in this ball game, Mr. Stats Analytics? I mean, I've got a post here from Tim Twentyman, the Lions, you know, beat writer, I guess you would call him, or the in-house guy, Tim Twentyman, always pretty legit dude, always putting out good content and whatnot. He's putting out his ratings comparison. I'm sure you have this memorized, but if you don't, I could drop a little numbers on you if you want to go that route.
Well, I mean, look, you're on a roll. You go ahead and tell. Listen, do the people want to listen to me or do they want to listen to Tim Twentyman? I mean, he's probably got it laid out much better than I do. So go ahead and give it to me and the people.
Chops, the numbers that jump out to me, man, is so the Detroit Lions defense, I think you put him, you know, towards the bottom. He's got him here 24th in points per game on defense. He's got him 20th. In passing defense, he's got him 26th in takeaways. But then when you go to offense for the Lions, even though your boy's been struggling, you know, points per game, 7th, total offense, 2, you know, 3rd in passing. Even, you know, it doesn't account for wobbly, awkward-looking spirals or bad deep balls. Like, 3rd in passing for JG and company, like, it just seems to be a tale of two halves. Like, Dan Campbell leans on the offense and those numbers say why. And then our defense was good early, stopping the run, getting turnovers, playing a little sticky in coverage. Now they're just like years before where we can't cover a coffee table. So those are the numbers that jump out to me. But, I mean, like you say, you look at New Orleans. I mean, they're 23rd in rushing defense. So you think that our boy, the multidimensional, positionless, elite weapon, Jahmyr Gibbs, as well as, what do you call our other running back again? It's Demo, right?
Nah. I went to the dark side and called him Demo just for you because it was Thanksgiving. Yeah, welcome. But really what his name is, D-Money.
And looking at New Orleans on offense, like, you know, they got guys injured. They got nobody really on the outside. I mean, we're looking at like 21st and third down offense. I'm looking at 18th in points per game, 19th in rushing with our boy Jamal down there and Dan Campbell's favorite, AK. You know, 29th in red zone efficiency. Like, to me, this is just the Lions are indoors. I don't care how rowdy you are. Can we not go down there and get this offense humming and play half a tick, play half as well as we did earlier on defense and win this ball game? I think we can.
I think we can too, Okri. And my only counter to, you know, what you said of, you know, what can turn a defense around, play Derek Carr, you know, What can turn an offense around? Some may say play the Lions defense, but I think this is the game where we start to turn it around. Derek Carr doesn't scare me. Yes, I know it's AK. Yes, I know it's Chris Olave. But I think there's some big things to look at here. So we are currently a 4-point favorite. So Vegas doesn't lie. They think that we've got this team by 4 points. The over-under is set at 45. Again, I don't know why the Lions keep getting these low over-under numbers. Like, I think they've hit the over every time. So if you want to do hashtag what Choppy said with the little gambling site there, you may want to hit the over on the 45 because you come out a winner almost every time the Choppy said it, because hashtag Choppy said so. And the other big thing is injuries, right? To me, again, Olave, questionable. Cam Jordan on the defensive line, questionable. Shaheed, another wide receiver weapon, questionable. So this defense has an opportunity to step up, and they will have no excuses if they don't, okay? Jamal Williams is not David Montgomery, okay? You know, he's not the Jamal Williams of last year either. The guy Swag. Is not putting up nearly the numbers. So, yes, I used his full name because I had already used the gimmick, so yes, I called him David Montgomery. But listen, this is an opportunity, right? I think we go into New Orleans. Like you said, it's not an easy place to go play. But there is no reason why this offense can't just come out clicking. We're healthy. This team is healthy. Okri, how many times do we go thinking back like, oh, I wish we just had we're healthy. We are healthy. We have one starter that is questionable in Jonah Jackson. And yes, I know we're missing CJGJ. But we're healthy, man. In NFL terms. So let's just go down to Noel and kick some butt.
Well, part of what you said about the scores, Chops, because you come on here every week and say, like, it's going to be 38-10. I mean, that's why you always think it's going to be the over, because you got to score in 35-plus every week, no matter what the circumstances. So that's not reality in the league. But, I mean, We need to get clicking. We've had 2-3-plus bad games, kind of clunky games offensively. We have good skill players. I mean, I think I texted you and I was like, that's my favorite J-Mo catch of his career, when he came across, snatched it with his hands, and the guy is just, he's just two times faster than anybody else on the field. Hashtag J-Mo fast. I mean, it's... you can't miss it on the eye test, and to see him pluck the ball out of the air was tremendous. We need to see more of that. We need to, I don't know, maybe get him the football more than 2-3 times a game. That'd be nice as well. But spread him out, get him going offensively. Jury, you need to tighten up. Sutton, you need to get more hands on the football if we're going to pay you $10, $12 million a year. Tracy Walker, I've stood up for you year after year, and sure, you make tackles and you hit people hard occasionally. Can you get your hands on a football or make a dynamic play? Because I'd like that. Kerbo, same thing. You have a knack for the football, but we need to have that show up, because your tackling and other things are a little bit suspect at times. So there's some definite players that need to show up on defense. And I know you said we're healthy, Chops, but I don't know if you missed it earlier when I said Fabio is going to be out for a while. That's our middle linebacker. That's the captain of our defense. That's the guy. So you're going to be putting Jack Campbell, Derek Barnes, and probably Rodrigo. That was the live version. Here's the sound drop.
Rodrigo
going from tight end probably back to linebacker for some snaps. So we do have some injury issues, but I don't know why we wouldn't be able to overcome and get it done. So did you throw out a score? I was kind of asleep when you were doing your take.
Yeah, no, listen, I'll hit the buzzer when I'm ready to give a score here, because I know usually you just tune it out. But I will give you the score, Okri. I've got this as a 6-point dubski for the Lions, 27-21. Hit the over, cover the spread, and beat the Saints in their backyard.
Woo! Hashtag choppy liking.
Woo-wee!
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
You should have jumped in right there and said what hashtag what Choppy said so. But I don't know, man. Like, of course I'm going to, like, chalk this up for the Lions because I've been drinking some of that Honolulu Blue Kool-Aid during the show. But I think it's another road game. They need to reverse course. Dan Campbell's always alpha confident about everything getting fixed. And we're not worried. I'll have them ready. I mean, you just have to take his word for it. So I think it's going to be a clunky game for the Saints across the board, but they'll make some plays depending on who's up and who's down for them offensively. They have some ballers. I've got a few players I'm worried about on defense. So I see this as like a 27-24, a three-point game. And I don't know if this is a last-second field goal by the Lions or maybe they get up and hang on late, but it's going to be tight. It's going to be a tight game, I think. There's not going to be walking out and beating them by 10-plus. That ain't going to happen. But Detroit has to come back with a victory. There's no question about that. And I'm pretty confident that they can. Will they? You got to show up and do it in the National Football League.
Yeah. Listen, I agree with everything you said right there. There's no reason why we can't just pound the rock right down their throats, like with thunder and lightning, man, because let Jared Goff throw when he needs to throw, but let's let this offensive line have a good bounce back game. Let's dominate the trenches. Let's open up the holes and let's just let these two guys go to town in the run game. And again, you know, I don't see why we can't put up three touchdowns. Like, we should be able to score 27 points and we should be able to hold them to 21 points. Like I said, I think it's going to be close too. I think this game, you know, like I said, I think I've only got it as a 6-point win. So that means that there's going to be probably a time at the end of the game where the New Orleans Saints are driving the field with a chance to win it with a tug, and somebody's going to make a big play. Maybe it's Hutch. Maybe it's Kerbo. Maybe it's, you know, your boy, Tracy Walker. But someone's going to make a big play at the end of the game to end a drive on Derek Carr. You know, it's probably going to be a Derek Carr interception if I got to, you know, really put it out there and go real specific. But someone's going to make a big play on the last drive against the New Orleans Saints offense for the Lions this week, and it's going to seal the victory.
Chops, it sounds familiar, like that team down south having a chance to drive down the football field.
Ohio State is vanquished.
They make a few plays.
Ohio State is vanquished.
They get close.
Ohio State is vanquished.
And all of a sudden, they realize who they are. They turn the football game over, and the team up north, the tougher team, the bigger team, the nastier team, wins the football game.
Hey, listen, Ohio State sucks.
And so do the Saints. Everybody, let's get this dub, drink that Kool-Aid, double side of cornbread, and we'll catch you next time right here on the Detroit Kool-Aid Cast. Okay, everybody, we're out.
Hashtag what Choppy said.
Pack the bag, start the plane. This game is over. It is over. What a comeback by the Lions.
Drink it in, man.